theme of the conference is resiliency in agriculture, right? We've had 70 of these conferences, and I bet in all 70 of them there was a sign of optimism and a sign of pessimism, right? That's just agriculture. We ebb and flow. I think at the end of the day, our bankers have done a great job of figuring out how to work with their customers to make their operation work best. And there's always optimism because, heck, you might have that biggest yield you've never had. I mean, I was talking to my dad earlier today. And I said, are we over 200? He's like, we'll be like 210. You know, he's happy as could be. But next year we might be 170 on corn. We have no idea. So I think from that perspective, bankers are just used to these ebbs and flows and have figured out how to lend in a way that you don't get shocked. Maybe is the best way to put it. You don't get shocked like you used to. Is there some pessimism around here? Sure, there always is. There always is. That's agriculture, right? As John Kennedy said, it's the only industry where you buy at retail and sell at wholesale, right? So we're used to this industry being this way. But I think there's optimism. There always is. Like, genetics are getting better. Technology's getting better. There's a bright future in agriculture, and maybe the last thing I'll say on it, you start looking around this conference, it's not a bunch of 65-year-olds. There's a lot of people in their 20s and 30s here. So our future is bright on the ag lending side of the world. We got a next generation coming, and they might look at things a little differently. They might approach things differently, and it might not be the worst thing either to have that next generation come through and keep this industry strong and chugging forward.